More on the news that rail fares in England will rise by 3.8% in March. We talked about it in the business news. Let's get reaction from Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Bruce, what do you think? Welcome.
Good evening. Yeah, I mean, obviously, as you might imagine, anything that makes rail travel more expensive and less attractive, we're not too happy about. And we're not too happy about it for a couple of reasons, really. The first of which is when you compare it to the cost of fuel duty for motorists, which has been frozen for 12 years now. You know, what, if they can afford to do that for motorists, surely they can afford to give rail passengers a little bit of a break. It's staggeringly hypocritical. Particularly in the light of, you know, we just had COP26, where we're supposed to be making the country greener, encouraging green forms of travel. And what this government is doing is actually doing their best to price people off the railways.
But on the plus side, Bruce, every time rail fares go up, the rail companies say it'll be ploughed into better services. So that's a good thing, right?
Well, it is, but there's no direct link. We need to remember that all the investment decisions are made centrally by government, and all the rail, actually most people don't realise this, that the rail companies don't get the revenue themselves. That also goes directly to the government. So it's a government decision. It's a political decision. And, you know, they've recently had a very, very nasty shock in North Shropshire, I believe. I think the government needs to wake up to the fact that rail passengers also have votes.
Bruce, thank you. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.